在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Was disturbed only by the cattle and poultry of the neighborhood, which roved with impunity through the solitary courts. And a reduced allowance of 10,000 pieces of gold was all that he could ask, and more than he could hope. His calamities were embittered by the gradual extinction of sight. His confinement was rendered each day more rigorous.And during the absence and sickness of his grandson, his inhuman keepers, by the threats of instant death, compelled him to exchange the purple for the monastic habit and profession. The monk, Antony, had renounced the pomp of the world. Yet he had occasion for a coarse fur in the winter season, and as wine was forbidden by his confessor, and water by his physician, the sherbet of Egypt was his common drink.It was not without difficulty that the late emperor could procure 3 or 4 pieces to satisfy these simple wants, and if he bestowed the gold to relieve the more painful distress of a friend, the sacrifice is of some weight in the scale of humanity and religion. 4 years after his abdication, Andronicus, or Antony, expired in a cell in the 74th year of his age, and the last strain of adulation could only promise a more splendid crown of glory in heaven than he had enjoyed upon earth. From the petty quarrels of a city and her suburbs, from the cowardice and discord of the falling Greeks, I shall now ascend to the victorious Turks, whose domestic slavery was ennobled by martial discipline, religious enthusiasm, and the energy of the national character.The rise and progress of the Ottomans, the present sovereigns of Constantinople, are connected with the most important scenes of modern history. But they are founded on a previous knowledge of the great eruption of the Mongols and Tartars, whose rapid conquests may be compared with the primitive convulsions of nature, which have agitated and altered the surface of the globe. I have long since asserted my claim to introduce the nations,the immediate or remote authors of the fall of the Roman Empire. Nor can I refuse myself to those events which, from their uncommon magnitude, will interest a philosophic mind in the history of blood. From the spacious highlands between China, Siberia, and the Caspian Sea, the tide of emigration and war has repeatedly been poured.These ancient seats of the Huns and Turks were occupied in the 12th century by many pastoral tribes of the same descent and similar manners, which were united and led to conquest by the formidable Genghis. In his ascent to greatness, that barbarian, whose private appellation was Temujin, had trampled on the necks of his equals. His birth was noble.But it was in the pride of victory that the prince or people deduced his 7th ancestor from the immaculate conception of a virgin. His father had reigned over 13 hordes, which composed about 30 or 40,000 families. Above 2/3 refused to pay tithes or obedience to his infant son, and at the age of 13, Temujin fought a battle against his rebellious subjects.The future conqueror of Asia was reduced to fly and to obey. But he rose superior to his fortune, and in his 40th year he had established his fame and dominion over the circumjacent tribes. In a state of society in which policy is rude and valor is universal, the ascendant of one man must be founded on his power and resolution to punish his enemies and recompense his friends.His first military league was ratified by the simple rites of sacrificing a horse and tasting of a running stream. Temujin pledged himself to divide with his followers the sweets and the bitters of life. And when he had shared among them his horses and apparel, he was rich in their gratitude and his own hopes. After his first victory, he placed 70 cauldrons on the fire,and 70 of the most guilty rebels were cast headlong into the boiling water. The sphere of his attraction was continually enlarged by the ruin of the proud and the submission of the prudent, and the boldest chieftains might tremble when they beheld, enchased in silver, the skull of the Khan of the Caryatides, who, under the name of Prester John, had corresponded with the Roman pontiff and the princes of Europe.The ambition of Temujin condescended to employ the arts of superstition, and it was from a naked prophet who could ascend to heaven on a white horse that he accepted the title of Genghis, the Most Great, and a divine right to the conquest.